All right, let's head overseas. In the Middle East, a visit to the Central Crisis Center in Jordan shows how hard that country is trying to stop the spread of the coronavirus. Jordan has seen about 400 cases. NPR's Gina Raff reports from Amman.
It's 6 p.m. in Jordan. Across the country, every day, a siren sounds at the start of curfew, where almost everyone is required to be home, indoors. The sirens were previously used in wartime. It's a region used to war, but this crisis is uncharted territory. I pay a visit to the Crisis Management Center, where they've designed and overseen an almost month-long countrywide lockdown to try to stay ahead of the pandemic.
Please do.
Abdullah Toukan, a nuclear physicist and an advisor to King Abdullah, shows the way past a disinfecting station and then down into an underground complex.
They take a temperature of whoever comes in. If it's above the normal, he is stopped and asked to go back and then goes to get a medical checkup.
There's an operation center modeled after a military command center, with rows of desks arranged in front of a wall of huge video screens.
Videos in real time showing you how the curfew is going. It really does spread about the whole scope of the kingdom.
We're looking at some really empty streets.
Yes, isn't it? Look at that, the car. There's only one car in one. I think people are getting used to it, and they know that this is one of the best ways to avoid crowd, people getting crowds and restaurants and so forth, to avoid any sort of contamination.
Restaurants were shut down weeks ago, along with schools, big supermarkets, offices, mosques, and churches. Economic advisor Amira Hiari tells us Jordan, like other countries, is trying to balance the health risks with the risks of shutting down the economy.
Because Jordan cannot afford a 2 or 3 month lockdown period. So really my priority is testing. We have gotten the tests that we need. We have a way of ramping up capacity very quickly.
She says once Jordan is testing 2 or 3,000 people a day and still seeing small numbers of cases, then they can open up the economy again. With so many unknowns, the country's top infectious disease specialist says she would normally turn to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC, for guidance, along with the UN's World Health Organization. But Dr. Najwa Kouribulos says she's begun to rely on other sources.
The CDC, in previous outbreaks, was a fantastic source of information. This time, for some reason, the messages out of the CDC were not as strong as usually are. And somehow the messaging is not as clear from that source. So now we depend much more on the WHO. And many people sent me the recommendations from the Chinese CDC.
Kouribulos says with this pandemic, all countries are learning as they go along. Jane Araf, NPR News, Amman, Jordan.